Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and who is ready for a big show here today?
Oh my god.
Wow.
Was that a seal?
We have a seal in the studio with us.
That was my way of saying yes. I wanted to bring a little extra enthusiasm to it this morning.
It is a very special Tuesday morning here as we have a seal in the studio with us this morning. Joe, are you excited for the seal?
I am.
Wow.
All right.
I had no idea.
We have started off with a bang, that is for sure. Kathy Houston, how are you today?
I'm good.
You're good? That's it? That's all you have to say?
That's all I got to say.
We're on a radio show, so we like to banter back and forth, but no?
I'm fine, Andy.
Okay, we'll get back to more of that later. And we have Chris Ruvo, a.k.a. Seal, with us here today. Chris, how are you?
I'm pretty good, as you can tell by my seal bar.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped for everything.
You brought the noise. Excellent.
I'm trying. A little built-in sound effect, human sound effect.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are getting ready to take your calls on marketing. Yeah, I was going to introduce
Okay. Them. All right. I wasn't sure.
Come on.
Okay.
I got their back, sort of. Sorry, Andy. Although I think I forgot last week. So
we're
getting ready to take your calls on marketing and how you can improve your marketing efforts. If you have any questions on how to do that, give us a ring today at 215-953-4979. Vin on the switchboard there will be answering your calls. We have Known with the sounds. Thank you, Known.
Ooh.
And Nina learning everything here today. So we got a full house here today. Joe, tell us what else is on tap for today's show.
Well, Andy, if you do call in, you're going to get a $25 Visa gift card.
That's right.
Okay. And we're helping with marketing efforts. We have how to keep good employees in tough times. Chris has a look at that. Six tips for – I was off last week – for Pitch Perfect PR.
Welcome back, Joe. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Pitch Perfect.
Still drying out a little bit, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you how companies are using gaming principles to increase their marketing efforts.
Are you?
Yes.
He's going to try.
Yeah. 10 commandments of cell phone use. Kathy has a look at that. We also have 40% of consumers won't purchase from companies with logos they don't like. And we're a very logo-driven industry, so that'll be important
there
to listen
you
to
go.
That. We have our favorite things, but let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with some sad industry news. Gene Cesario, a member of the PPAI Hall of Fame, passed away on Thursday. Born in 1939, Cesario worked in the ad specialty market for 47 years and was founder and executive director of industry group Advertising Product Suppliers. See Counselor Promogram today for a complete obituary. On to legal news now. New York Congressman Charles Rangel introduced the Cotton Trust Fund Act last week. Designed to level the playing field for U.S. cotton manufacturers, the bill would eliminate a tax on domestic shirt manufacturers that has been in place since 2009. Similar legislation is currently being debated in the Senate. Top 40 financial news. Distributor firm 4imprint increased its revenues in the second quarter by 17%. The company also grew its profits by 50% in the period. Product safety news now. Health Canada, in conjunction with Ontario-based distributor Michael Walker Advertising, recalled a batch of t-shirts last week because the imprints on them contained excessive lead levels. The shirts were made for John Deere and sold by the company's dealers. No injuries or illnesses were reported. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
We've got five products that are good for school-related promotions, including a tote bag that you can actually write on.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
School-related is big right now, Joe.
Absolutely.
You're very timely with
I'm
that
trying.
Little
I'm trying,
Joe
Andy.
Show of yours.
Little? Nothing's little, Andy.
Nothing's little about
you. What do you mean, Andy? What do you mean?
All right, we're going to move on. As we said before, we're getting ready to take your calls today on how to improve your marketing efforts. So if you have any questions about how to do that, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Before we head to that topic, we're going to go to our product safety minute and welcome Leighton Lee from ETS into the show. Leighton is online too. Leighton, how are you today?
Oh, great. How are you?
Doing good. Now, for as I mentioned in the news, product safety obviously is a big deal today, so we like to dedicate a minute here to what people need to know. So what do you think is most important right now?
Well, there are numerous issues out there, but there's something that many people in our industry are not aware of, and that has to do with the saferproducts.gov injury website. And, excuse me, I chose that topic this morning because so many people do not know about it. And since today's topic is about marketing, this is a tool that can really has good intentions, but can negatively impact our brands if the database is not treated correctly.
Leighton, can you just give a quick background on what that saferproducts.gov website is?
It is, yes. The saferproducts.gov website was set up as part of the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act back in 2008. Congress mandated that the Consumer Product Safety Commission implement a database whereby consumers can readily submit injuries, reports of injuries, illnesses, and deaths to the commission. And after some review by the commission has 5 days to post that report of harm to the public database, whereby the entire world can access and view that injury or report of harm, and not buy that item or report their own injury incident.
So, Leighton, what do you think distributors and suppliers in the industry need to know as far as how to use that to their advantage, essentially?
First of all, they need to know that it exists. So that's the purpose of today's Product Safety Minute. Number two, they need to register their own corporate name as well as their brand name on the site, so that in the event that a consumer or a parent or a family member or a friend or a child caregiver, all these people can report the report of harm, which is a good intent, but it's going to create inflated claims, bogus claims, false claims, and everything under the sun that can damage a supplier or distributor's brand. So in order to combat that, I strongly urge all of our members to register their company name and their brand name on that site at www.saferproducts.gov, and so that the commission is required within 5 days to submit that report of harm to you, and that you have 10 days to reply, to comment, to object to it, to say that this contains bogus information, it might contain confidential information, could be filed by a former employee, making very spurious claims, and it may contain truthful claims that are confidential to the company. More often, the information is materially inaccurate, and that's the best way to defeat one of these claims, that the claim is bogus, there's nothing factual to support the injured party's complaint, and that way you can bounce it out and never get that report published. So the public cannot have access to it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say thank you for bringing that up, because I think it's something that our listeners certainly need to know about.
Well, it's important. You can't fight it unless you receive notice. And the purpose of today's Product Safety Minute is to advise our listeners this morning that in order to get those notices, you must register with saferproducts.gov.
All right, Leighton. Well, thanks for calling in and providing that information here this morning.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
All right, everybody, check that out at saferproducts.gov, a very important site for people to know about, especially in this industry. All right, we're going to go to our phone lines again. Our topic today is about marketing and how you can improve your marketing efficiency. So give us a ring at 215-953-4979. On line three, we have Sue. Sue, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. What's your question for the host?
Well, my marketing efforts in the past have probably been too generic. They're focused on all potential clients. So do you have any tips on how I can target it better to specific buyers?
I would say, you know, go after what you know. I mean, if you've been a member of the PTA, if you're a member of some social organizations, some sports clubs, you know those people in those organizations, you can start your networking there. From there, you build a list of possible contacts within an industry. You know, find the lake industry, say it's manufacturing, then you want to, you know, get those addresses, start to subscribe to manufacturing publications, check things out online, and then you can get a very niched, very targeted group for your marketing, whether it's a direct mail piece, whether it's done electronically, but it gives you something a little more focused, and you can do it with any industry.
Yeah, I think those are great ideas. I would also add that maybe you want to try a self-promotion that is targeted to specific industries that you're looking at. Like Joe was talking about in the Joe Show today, he's got a bunch of education-related products, school-related products. So if you're trying to target school buyers, then, you know, you send them, Joe, what would you send them?
For schools?
Yeah, for a self-promotion to a school.
Something that I'm actually showing in today's Joe Show. It's a silicone wristband, but it's also an eraser. So, you know, students can use it. Yeah, students can use it. It makes a great coming back to school gift. It's a good item to sell because it's not very expensive. You can sell it in the school bookstore. Booster clubs can sell that. It could be a back-to-school night gift for the parents that then they in turn give to their school-aged children.
Yeah, so, very cool. And then I think that, you know, you as a distributor of that kind of product show your worth and show that you can, you know, you're not just providing the thing that maybe they always see, which, you know, is pencils or highlighters or pens or things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're providing things that they, the possibilities of what they can do. And then it's specifically targeted to them as opposed to just a generic self-promotion that could go to anybody, you know.
Right, and I would also suggest exhibiting at specific industry trade shows, like outside our own, whoever you want to target, mm-hmm. see if you could get a booth at their trade show. Mm-hmm.
Sure, and then if it's something specific to, you know, a certain industry, you'd want to bring along products that's going to fit into a promotion that they might do. Mm-hmm. So if it's for construction, you might want to bring in tape measures and you know,
hard hats.
Levels and hard hats and safety gear.
Right.
That and show them, you know, logo that not only do they have to wear this, but they can also wear it with a company logo on there. Just don't bring a whole variety of different products. That would make sure it's specific to industry if you're going to exhibit there, which is a great idea.
Also, okay. Doesn't hurt to sponsor, say, events that mm-hmm. the industry might be involved in. Say, like, you want to get involved in, I don't know, selling to nonprofits. That maybe you target a cancer walk event or something like that. That nonprofit might be putting on. You buy a small sponsorship stake in it.
There you go. All right, Sue. Well, hopefully that helps. And hang on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thanks.
All right, we'll go to line 5 now for Sandra. Sandra, how are you this morning?
I'm great, and thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. What's your question or comment for the host today?
You know, I've never really worked the education market, and now with everybody around me, you know, advertising back to school, you know, never having had children, I'm struggling because I just keep thinking it's a market that I should work, but all the years I've been in the industry, I've never pursued it, and I thought since my marketing seems a little stale, maybe this would throw it into a different energy level. I don't know. And with all the safety concerns now, I'm a little concerned about making recommendations that might have product safety issues. So mm-hmm. That's why I'm a little confused on whether this should be something I add to my marketing efforts or not.
Well, certainly education is one of the biggest buyers of promotional products. So it's a sector that I would advocate going after for sure. As we've talked about some this morning, it is, you know, you can target with self-promotions. You can reach out to the PTA, try to get involved in various ways, sponsorship or other things. It is a market that you want to sort of know the buyers in. That definitely helps. What else do you guys think?
You know, schools set their budgets early in July, mm-hmm. and they're going to start looking for what they need now for the upcoming school year. One avenue you might want to go down is booster clubs. I mean, all the sports, all the activities, the band has booster clubs, the soccer team, the football team, they all have booster clubs. They're looking to raise money to send these kids to parades at Thanksgiving for the, you know, marching bands, to get Letterman jackets for the seniors when they graduate, just to identify themselves as, you know, I'm a soccer mom with, you know, having the school hoodie on at soccer games. So there's a lot of different areas where you can actually get involved that don't have to deal with the administration, but you might get to them through the administration. So think of your friends who you know have,
right.
You know, high school students, you know, are they involved in any activities? Do they use logo products for either morale building, just for, you know, motivation, for spirit, to show their school pride? And that might be a great way to get in.
Yeah, and I would say if you're cold calling schools, to like we talked about with our previous caller, a self-promotion really might be the best way to show them. They get all the catalogs. They, you know, they get things that show them, you know, the things that they could buy annually, their T-shirts and pens and such. But, you know, what else can they do to raise money? You know, so maybe you can do a self-promotion that is strictly targeted towards schools.
I'd be willing to bet, though, that even if you don't have – you think you don't have a lot of connections to some of the schools in your area. You probably do without right. realizing it. There mm-hmm. might be somebody from your church or your synagogue, or there's somebody that you know through, you know, just interactions.
Or even
you
your neighbors.
Yeah,
right.
your neighbors who know people at the school who could at least give you a name there that could give you an in. And just a quick fact, I know that we had done some research last year for wearables, and it showed that education was once again, I think, the top market for apparel sales. So it's definitely one that you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, literally calling the principal's office. Will they have a list of Booster Club people, or how would I even find that out?
You could check websites for one thing.
Well, that's the first thing I would do. I'd go on the website and see what type of list of employees they have in there, teachers, administrators, guidance counselors, and stuff.
Right, and coaches. Coaches, I would hit. And also, I would definitely look up the PTA members. I think that's your best bet for getting in, because they're, moms usually, and they have a little more.
Go to a school meeting.
Right.
Go to a school meeting, and you're going to see all those people, who they are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sandra, well, hopefully that helps, and hang on the line so we can get your information for your Visa gift card.
You know, the other thing with schools, is that if you've got a cool hoodie, if you've got something that's decorated really cool with the school mascot on, all you got to do is wear it to the football games, the basketball games, stuff. People are going to see that and mm-hmm. want that. How do I get that? So then that could be your way in. They're like, look, you go to the PTA mm-hmm. or you go to one of these coaches or the Booster Club president say, hey, people, really like this, hoodie I like. You guys could sell it, raise some, money so you could send the team to a tournament or whatever it is. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great idea. All right, let's keep the conversation going. On line four, we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you this morning?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing great. What's your question or comment on marketing efforts these days?
Well, it's already about 80 degrees here in Southern California during a little heat wave. My question is, when it comes to using self-promotions in our industry, my own business, is it silly to use, to rely on the simple things, or do we need to be more extravagant in our own use of self-promotions? Or using the tried and trues, is it a good way to go?
I would use a combination. I mean, people appreciate the tried and trues, like magnets and calendars and pens. But they also like to see, if it's a marketing department you're directing your efforts to, I would go a little more creative and show them what you could do for them.
I remember, I hope I have it right. I think it's the Icebox, which is out of Atlanta. And this is all depending on how much you're willing to spend, but they do a really cool self-promotion where right around this time of year, before football season really kicks off, they have a tailgate party down there, and they invite some of their top customers, and they have some vendors in as well. They'll do they'll print up some kind of vintage style football jerseys for it and give it out, and they have basically just a fun tailgate party. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliant self-promotion because everybody who goes there has a good time, and they then associate good time, fun with this company, and this is a company that's willing to put on an event like that, so it projects success, and it's a brilliant idea. I mean, that's one of the more elaborate things, but if you're willing to pay a little extra, sometimes you can really get a nice return on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I would lean towards more creative, Stanley. I just think that what you're trying to do with self-promotions is show clients the possibilities of what you can do for them. It's not just the common reorder of something that they get every year. It's the new thing. It's, not just a new product, but a new idea. The new implementation of a traditional product. I think that the creativity behind it is certainly more important even than what the item is. So I think, a lot of thought, and like Chris said, sometimes some extra budget thrown to it can certainly help. All right, Stanley, well, thanks for the call, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card. All right, we're going to pause now for a break to hear from our sponsor, AIA. But when we get back, we'll keep the conversation going about marketing efforts today.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today. 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show where we're talking about marketing. And we have another caller on the line. On line two, we have Joe. Joe, how are you today?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. What's your question today?
Well, with the three areas as far as email, direct mail, and face-to-face, I know that, again, which one you reach the most with the email and the direct mail, but one thing I was wondering, do you have a preference on which one? When I'm doing face-to-face, I like to break self-promotions to introduce myself and, you know, try to give them something neat that they'll probably use and that they'll see that they will, that will relate to me. But when I'm doing email and direct mail, a lot of times because, you know, often I get emails and there's things I see and I say, oh, that's kind of interesting, maybe, you know, that I don't need, you know, delete. Then you hold some things that's interesting. Then if nothing really comes up at that point, then it ends up getting deleted. And I'm wondering, do you feel an advantage on one over the other as far as when you're looking to do marketing makeovers or reach new people?
Joe, I would suggest that you need all of it. Marketing, I think successful marketing is a constant series of tests. You're always trying to test what is working best, and that is not always the same. You know, so from one year to the next, email might be working better than your direct mail or your face-to-face, but then the next year with a little bit different set of clients, that face-to-face might work best. You know, Kathy talked earlier about exhibiting at a trade show. You know, if you're targeting the manufacturing sector, there's all sorts of trade shows that go on, and you can exhibit at that show, and then, you know, then you test that to see if that's working. You know, you got to constantly test your email and your direct mail to see what's working best at that specific time. But if you're only using one, then you can only test on that one style.
Well, for email, thank you, Andy. For email, I would throw in a video. I mean, you can just show a product and say, here's a product I'm going to offer you. And it's got 10 different colors. The imprint area is this one. You know, here it's going to cost you this much. But if you take that product, put it in a video, you show your personality, you're going to give them ideas of how they can use it. And then you need a call to action, of course, at the end to call for more details. You don't tell them everything about the product. Just wet their whistle that if they want to know more about it, they need to contact you. And I agree with Andy. You got to do all three.
Mm-hmm.
With your direct mail pieces, I would always put a product in there.
Yeah.
You know, lumpy
chunky
mail.
Yeah, I was going to say, the lumpy mail, chunky mail. Email, that's what gets opened and looked at.
It creates interest. Someone says, what's in here? You know, a bunch of envelopes. Who cares? It's probably bills. But here's something that's bulky and chunky. It's like, I want to know what's in there. Right. And then with you, you know, if you're doing face-to-face marketing, if you're cold calling, you're visiting people, you always have to bring a leave-behind gift. Because if you can't get in to see the prospect, you need to make sure that you're giving a gift, especially to the gatekeeper, because that's going to be the important person who's going to help you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a jar filled with candies.
Apothecary?
Yes, Kathy, an apothecary jar, which is a good idea because on your return visit, you bring more candies, something that you can fill. Oh, you know, you saw that jar? Here, I brought some candies. You can fill it off.
Right.
And, of course, you can get them all imprinted as well.
Absolutely.
If you put the client's logo on there, they're going to appreciate it.
All right, Joe, great question. Thanks for the call, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card.
All right, thank you.
All right, in interacting with our listeners, we did get a write-in from somebody who was asking us, Joe, about promotions for police departments.
Correct.
and what they can do in that area. So let's fulfill this listener request.
Okay,
what do you say?
Okay, this is from Sophie Hudson, not Houston, but Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I have a meeting with our local police department to discuss some promotions to raise awareness for the department in general, as well as on various issues such as drunk driving, texting while driving, bullying, etc. Items we'll be giving out at community events for both adults and children. This is a new area for me, and I need to impress. So she's asking for some ideas for this. So some of the things that, you know, I think that have worked well that I've seen our own local police department use at various events is trading cards. Just like baseball cards, they have stats of the officers on the back. They have pictures of the officers on the front. If it's a canine unit, it's usually an officer with the dog. It could be the dog by itself. I know that they'll have all the rescue vehicles on there too. So that, you know, the police can give them out the events, but then as they're cruising the neighborhoods and they see kids, they can give out other cards too. So it makes a connection. The kids are going to, you know, see the, you know, police officers and they're going to want the new cards. Also, of course, badges and stickers, kids like that type of stuff. For the texting while driving. There is a few suppliers in the industry who have these silicone bands that don't go on your wrist, but they actually go on your thumbs, which is a reminder. When you go to see that, you see this no texting message. So that's a great thing to do at events where a lot of teens are going to be. I know in our area we have a program called DARE, which is geared to 6th or 7th graders. They go through a whole year program.
Yeah, and they're all over.
And then they do this pledge to not, you know, do drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm. Because that's something they can give out there. Also, silicone bracelets as well. You know, the Live Strong bracelets have been very popular, but you'll see kids with a variety of different color bracelets on their wrists that, you know, are for a variety of different causes. It's for the adults. I mean, if you want to talk about safety concerns and safety issues, key tags with whistles on them, high-pitched whistles, are a good thing to have. I have something called the Equalizer we're going to show later on today, which is an interesting gift, but also is something that's going to promote self-defense and safety. And then for bullying, I think that you really get the word across with cool logo T-shirts. I know bullying is a serious problem in a lot of schools, and, you know, how do you get it? Well, you print a positive message with a cool imprint on a T-shirt, and you give that out to teens. You encourage them to wear them at school. So
cool. All right. Thanks, Joe. Those are some great ideas to target police departments with. If you have any questions about upcoming promotions that you're running, send us an email at radio@asicentral.com, and we will try to cover in a future show. All right, Chris, it is a little bit of a uncertain economy, and people are trying to figure out exactly how to keep their best employees while the economy is maybe not so great. So how can they do that?
Well, the number one way is you have to make employees feel loyal to your company. The more value that your employees feel, the more likely they're going to want to make a positive impact and stay. So there's some little extra things that you could do to encourage that loyalty and make them feel valued. You could offer them perks like flex time. You could give them the ability to work from home. You could offer them spot awards or just simply say thank you. You know,
that helps.
Could go a longer way than you might realize.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Additionally, one of the best courses of action you could take is to be as open as possible about where the business is at with your employees. When you make employees part of finding a solution, it not only breeds loyalty, but you might find some really good ideas from them since they're the ones dealing with customers on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know what? That's a huge point. You know, Joe and I were on our Best Places to Work road tour recently, and one of the things that we certainly saw on that trip was the just a tremendous amount of open communication that these companies have.
Absolutely.
And that just creates what Chris was talking about, the kind of loyalty that you want to retain employees. You know, they want to know where the business is headed and where it's been and what's happening today. And that means, you know, sharing numbers and sharing financials. And they know it's confidential. They're not going anywhere with that information. But it's important to have that kind of openness.
The one footnote to that, I guess you could say, is that you want to make sure that you, if you are in a situation where things are struggling a bit, you don't want to present that in a doom and gloom kind
sure.
of way. You kind of want to present it, and this is where we're at now, but we can go forward. Let's work together to do that.
Yeah, and letting them know, you know, it's not just sharing the information. That's one step, but also letting employees know exactly how they fit into that big picture and how they fit into the goals of the company. That's key too. You know, that's really important. People often do their projects, you know, all day long, all week long, and don't always see exactly how those projects fit into the overall goals of the company. So showing that exactly to them and showing them why they're valued and why they're important, that's really vital today.
And then just one other thing, and this is more just about how you can kind of cover yourself. You don't want to have any one or two employees with kind of, especially at a small business, with all the power and with all the
sure.
responsibility, because if you lose one of them, that could leave your organization really vulnerable. So you do want to try to spread out duties as much as is reasonable and possible.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Chris. Well, now we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite segment of the show, where
she's not here. She's having lunch with Stanley, though.
I know, I heard that. We
yeah.
should have mentioned that to Stanley.
We should've.
I forgot that. Oh, well. Well, it's time for our favorite things. So, Joe, with that scary thing that's pointed at me, why
looks
don't
like
you lead us off?
Okay, well, it looks like an owl or a kitty cat. I thought
oh, yeah.
a little kitty cat
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
It is called the Equalizer. You can see there's a small hole here. You can attach it to a key chain, and it's really a self-defense item. So if you're in a, you know, a scary
oh, you put it through your
dark area and you're walking to your car in a parking garage, you want to feel safer, you actually wear it like this with your keys, and then if an attacker comes, you just...
Oh
my.
I was wondering why this
guy
is
here. Oh, and there he's going down.
Now I know.
So it's...
See how well that works?
It's sharp enough to scratch.
So it's like plastic knuckles instead of brass knuckles.
Right, right. And so it's great for self-defense classes. It's great for any type of promotion that's geared to co-eds. If they're at the library late at night, they get back to their dorm room or their apartment, they want to feel safe. And this
is, you can just put your key through your finger and go like that.
This is available from supplier Bottle
Ease.
You
know, you're from North Jersey.
And you can find them at www.bottleease, that's E-Z-E at the end, .com.
And it's so strong that Joe just killed a pinata. All right, Chris, you're up.
Where's the candy?
All right, I don't have it with me, but it'll be on the website. I picked a hockey hoodie from from Sportgo. 88792 is their ASI number. It's great for any company that wants to project a sporty image. And of course, it's perfect for schools, fitness centers. Basically, the what gives it the hockey hoodie element is that it has this lace-up neckline.
Nice.
That kind of looks like the traditional hockey jerseys. And it's stylish. It's got kind of a retail look, but a very athletic feel as well. And you can check them out at www.sportcousa.com.
Cool. All right. Check out a picture of that on our website at asicentral.com/radio. All right, Kathy, take us home.
Okay. Well, you know, Liege just had a mid-year launch of 122 new products, and one of them I particularly like, and again it's from Liege, ASI 66887, is the Nicole Quilted Shopper Tote, and it's made from faux high-gloss patent leather, but it's really snazzy looking, and it would be great for a retail giveaway.
Cool. Yep. Again, all right, check out all those products at our website at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but join us again next week, same time, same place, when Joe will be captaining the ship.
Steering the ship.
Oh, I should have barked.